David Mueller, DavidMueller, 6/16/81. Today is 5/28/25. This is a 43-year-old gentleman. He's here with his wife, complaining of shortness of breath, loss of taste, fever, chills, body ache, leg pain, arm pain, sore throat. He states that he's afraid he might have COVID, period. He's currently, his COVID, pneumonia, and flu tests are all negative, but I told him that's definitely a possibility because the COVID test can become positive later. He has a history of MRSA, staph infection, lymphadenopathy, fatty liver, among other things, period. New paragraph, he weighed 193 pounds, which is down a few pounds. He's slightly tachycardic. What I'm concerned about is his chest x-ray, which shows bilateral pneumonia and O2 sats of 91% after breathing treatments. I told him he would be best served in a hospital setting, but he adamantly refuses to go to the hospital in big letters. For this reason, we have chosen to treat him here instead of sending him out and having him dwindle at home. Period. He allergy. He states that he was allergic to possible Keflex, but he's had many injections of Rocephin in the past, so he did receive a Rocephinogram now, and he may come back tomorrow for more injection. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems. He has a history of infections, MRSA. He's been treated with chlorhexidine wipes. He also has PVD, fatty liver, mild carotid stenosis, and history of COPD in the past. Social, he does smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. COVID immunization, none, I said. Family history, stroke, liver cancer, history of stroke, history of liver cancer, possible alcohol use in the family, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer reported, period. He was out of town in a campsite at Frio, F-R-E-O River, when his symptoms came last Thursday, and he's been sick for a week. We found some lymphadenopathy in his neck consistent with that surgery, right fifth-digit metacarpal surgery. Medication, at this time he wasn't taking any medication. The MRSA and recurrent infections and boils and abscesses are in check at this time. Again, in the office, his chest x-ray shows bilateral pneumonia. His flu, COVID, and strep are negative. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 193 pounds, 90% to 94% on room air. 98 temperature, 20 pulse, 20 respiration, pulse 96, 130 over 79. Heart positive, phone positive, slightly tachycardic. Lungs, ronchi. Coarse breath sounds, wheezes, left greater than right. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa dry, neurological, non-focal. Neck shows anterior chain lymphadenopathy. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment number one, pneumonia bilateral. Number two, non-compliance. Number three, refusing hospitalization in big letters. Next one is shortness of breath. Next one is mild hypoxemia. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is PVD as before. Next number is tachycardia. Next number is volume depletion. Next number is history of recurrent MRSA infection. Not a problem at this time. Next number has had a great response to Zyvox and chlorhexidine wipes. Next number is he's not interested in blood work. Next number, he will call me at 4 o'clock today in the afternoon to see how he's doing. Next number is he's going to come back in 24 hours. Next number, I had a long discussion with his wife, who's a mammography tech, and I told her that if he doesn't get any better, by 4 o'clock he must go to the emergency room, come in hell or high water, and she promises to make that happen, but at this time, both him and his wife do not want to go to the hospital. Finally, discuss with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.